Hey there, it's Rachel Mullins, the host of Hashtag No Filter Fridays on Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea.
We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle.
Hey friends.
Hello.
How's it going out there? Not that you can reply, but oh, that I'm curious.
We really care.
Just text us whenever you listen. Let us know how you are today.
But for real, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We're 1 week out from the big turkey day.
We are. It's about to be here.
It's about to get legit.
It's going to be a great Thanksgiving, which, by the way, we will not have an episode next week, so you know. Everyone at Public House Media is taking the week off. They're giving us the week off because they're wonderful, mm-hmm. and they want to give us a much needed break, and they need a break because they've been freaking killing it this year.
Crushing.
Not even going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this will be the last episode until December.
Yeah. I don't know why, but now all I want to do is anyways, that's enough of that.
All right, cool.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, I bet they did. Chelsea, how are you, darling?
Great. Never been better.
Same. Absolutely. I'm just living the dream over here.
Yeah. Needless to say, it's been an emotional roller coaster. Not like anything is new.
It really has been an emotional roller coaster. I've just had a really rough 48 hours, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what we're going to talk about on the podcast. Lee stumbled across some very alarming statistics. And
were they alarming? Were they more alarming than they were surprising?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we start talking today because I called Chelsea earlier and I just was having a really horrible day. Everything's getting to me. We're about to go into another shutdown. I just know it's happening. I'm really stressed out over it. Like most people, it's like this should not be happening. It's such a struggle mentally, financially.
Stressful.
I mean, it's awful for everyone. And it just hit me like really hard today. And I was like crying. And I was just like, Chelsea, can you pick me up? Can we go get coffee? And so that's what I did this morning. So we started talking about mental health and how important it is right now during the holidays, especially to really, really just be very mindful of, you know, mental things going on. So we thought we'd take this pod to talk about it a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I looked up some statistics just to kind of have a little starting point here. Sorry, I just said that and I thought about the email that you sent earlier.
Okay, so we'll break it down. So
first off, I just want you to know, Chelsea's a go-getter in any freaking way. This girl's a go-getter. Anyways, all right. Continue.
So the Bad Biddies is what we call our friend group. We drew out Secret Sisters. And the first round that we did, I drew out Lee. And I'm like, easy. Captain America, Chris Evans, and freaking Miss Rapinoe. So what did I do? I emailed them all.
Not only did she email Chris Evans, maybe it's just chrisevans@gmail.com.
I sent it to his Instagram.
So she DM'd him on Instagram. She emailed Megan Rapinoe and then didn't hear a response. So she emailed his
Yeah, I didn't
political platform app that he has created. As if whoever runs that, clearly not him,
well,
was going to be like, great idea, Chelsea. I will definitely let him know to call a random stranger.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can find it. I'm going to see if I can. I mean, why not? I feel like that's something he would do, you know? I haven't sent a lot of emails, so I'm sure I can find it in here. Oh my gosh, I'm so stupid. I said Christmas wish.
No.
I said.
I literally hate this. But it's like hearing this though, I'm really grateful for our friendship. Okay. Just so you know.
Hi, double exclamation point.
Of course she used exclamation point.
This is.
Chelsea, I hate this.
I have no shame. Okay.
Did you use my last name?
Absolutely not.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
This message is for Mr. Evans himself. Fingers crossed. In parentheses. My friendly is a huge fan. And for Christmas, I want to get her something extra special. A call or a note or an autograph. Is that possible? Double question mark.
You know that they get emails like this all the time.
Oh,
though.
I know. Like, I was like, they won't care. It'd be whatever. And then I get an email back. Thanks for joining the conversation. Well, we can't respond personally to every email. We do read them. Hearing from people like you is incredibly valuable as we build ASP and its community.
Hearing from you is so valuable. I'm hurting. Oh, that makes me uncomfortable. But you know what? I love you. And the fact that you even did that really, really just makes my heart just so happy.
Thanks. I really tried.
Anyways.
So I'm still waiting for a reply. Okay. Anybody that knows Chris Evans, like, she's not who I have for my secret sister anymore, but, like, still would be a great present. Like, I don't know if that's something you guys could pull, but... Chris, you're probably listening.
Yeah, you're like, he listens to all of our episodes. He's one of our, you know, however many downloads we get a month.
A lot.
A lot.
Hard to count. But yeah. Like, I'm just saying.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm in pain.
Anyways, what were we talking about?
Because I said a good starting point, and then because the thing's called a starting point. So, and that's what I just thought of, the story you told me. Anyways. So we thought a nice jumping off point today would be to give some statistics about mental health, which clearly Chelsea and I need to get under control. So this is from 2018, the National Alliance on Mental Illness put out these statistics saying that 1 in 5 U.S. adults experience mental illness each year. 1 in 25 U.S. adults experience serious mental illness each year. 1 in 6 U.S. youth age 6 to 17 experience a mental health disorder each year, and 50% of all lifetime mental illness begins by age 14 and 75% by age 24. Essentially, the breakdown of this is the most prevalent disorders are anxiety disorders, 19%.
That's craziness.
Which is crazy. Major depressive disorders, 7%. And then the next highest is like post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder. Essentially, this is a big issue.
Yeah.
Just all around.
Well, and like we talked a little bit about it, and Lee and I are not experts.
Oh, absolutely. No.
But, like, ADHD, especially in women, is so under, like...
Oh, it's underdiagnosed?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the word I'm looking for.
And I've read stuff about this. We're not just like, we think it's misdiagnosed. Like, this is an actual, like, they've done studies on this. And I think...
It ties in with estrogen or something. Again.
I've read that somehow.
Not like...
It doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter. It's still, like, it's like a mental health, like, check. Like...
100%. And... A lot of these mental disorders are kind of ramped up or more impacted when you're stressed out. And what better time to be stressed out than during the holidays? which is, I mean, an understatement, especially this year, because we have, you know, post-election stress of, like, getting along with family members, for one, which was already, you know, going to be a super fun time there. But now we have this added stress of COVID and families guilting each other into hanging out, and if you want to be safe, and if you don't want to be safe, and then, like, you know, people getting mad because you don't want to hang out with them, but then, like, if you want to hang out with them and you're like, okay, cool, like, why don't us four just get together and we distance, and then they invite like 12 people and you're like, this is what I planned for, I thought we were just gonna be four of us, like, I just don't know. So anyways,
yeah, it's great.
It's just going to be hard this year, and we wanted to take a little pit stop and just check in and give you guys some really good tools that we have been kind of researching on how to deal with this, because it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be an easy peasy lemon squeezy holiday season. It's going to be difficult, difficult, lemon difficult.
Lemon difficult. So... as in true Let's Hustle fashion, you can bet your bottom dollar we have
a list.
A list. Is it numbered?
Of course. Yes.
I would be disappointed if you think it wouldn't be. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So let's start with our first tip.
Cool.
On how to prevent holiday stress and depression.
Great.
The first thing. Acknowledge your feelings. Also, we're getting this from mayoclinic.org, so we're not just like
making these up.
Yeah, it's not just like Lee and I sat down and we're like, let's write down the things on the paper. I mean,
no, these are like proven, these are like professionals are telling us this is what we should do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So acknowledge your feelings. If someone close to you has recently died, or you can't be with loved ones for other reasons, COVID.
Hello.
Realize that it's normal to feel sadness and grief, and it's okay to take time to cry or express your feelings. You can't force yourself to be happy just because it's the holiday season.
Absolutely. And we've talked about that on this pod before, about how horrible emotional suppression is and pretending things are okay when they're not, Allison Hinshaw. And when...
attacked! Shots fired!
Shots fired. Sorry, we had a big discussion today about not...
how it's, like, okay to have feelings. It's and okay it's okay to talk about them.
Correct. That is what we...
literally.
It really is. It's scary because when you talk about your feelings, that means you have to, guess what, deal with them. And it's not fun to feel sad, and it's not fun to be upset and sad and depressed.
But it's not healthy to just lock it away in a little box.
Because it'll get 10 times worse later.
Yeah.
It's like that rash you have. Go get some ointment right now. Don't wait a week. It will not get better.
I don't have a rash. We're just kidding.
I'm talking directly to you, Chelsea.
I'm like, she's making eye contact. Fix your freaking
rash that you have.
I don't have a rash, I swear. But really, though, like, just acknowledge. I think the first step is to be like, okay, why don't I have feelings? Or I'm sad that I can't see my family.
Totally.
It's out of my control. When it's your decision, it's different. When it's not your decision, it's very hard.
It really is.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. Step two. Reach out. If you feel lonely or isolated, seek out community, religious, or other social events or communities.
Mm-hmm.
Many have websites, online support groups, social media sites, or virtual events. They can offer support and companionship.
Absolutely. And that's really important this year because obviously we can't get together in person. And so... being able to, you know, have like a Zoom call with your family maybe on Thanksgiving if you can't see them, like, take the time to organize that and take the time to actually put effort into seeing people and reaching out to people, even if it's not your family. Like, if you have a really hard, you know, not fun relationship with your family, have a little Friendsgiving, you know, little virtual party. If your friends aren't living in the same city as you, make sure you're seeing them, you know, on a video and talking to them.
Well, like, that's what it says here too. It says you're feeling stressed during the holidays. It also may to help to take or let me read this again. If you're feeling stressed during the holidays, it also may help to talk to a friend or family member about your concerns. Try reaching out with a text, call, or a video. Volunteering your time or doing something to help others also is a good way to lift your spirits and broaden your friendships. For example, consider dropping off a meal and a dessert at a friend's home during the holidays. Literally, we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
Mayo Clinic, cite us. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You know, any type of connection you can have with people, because self-isolation can be just...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it really brings up a good point about even like a spiritual sort of, you know, outreach. You know, find a Facebook group that has similar beliefs to you. And I mean, sometimes Facebook groups can be toxic. So join, and if you hate it, leave, you know.
Yeah, you can leave.
Be safe for you. But
leave group with one click.
Exactly. But you have to just, a community is how humans have thrived and how we have literally evolved. Like if you've ever read Sapiens, we know this, that literally community is how all of us got a collective consciousness. It's how we literally turned from Neanderthals to Homo sapiens. Like we became smart people and learned how to, like, you know, invent a freaking wheel by being together and like kind of putting our brains together.
Because it's crazy what you can do.
It's crazy. And so it's really important to connect with other people, even if it's a hassle, even if it's hard, even if you don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Put forth the effort, because it will be absolutely worth it.
Absolutely.
To people that are not draining.
Yeah.
Put a little asterisk on that. People that fill your cup.
Yeah.
Get community of people that fill your cup, not drain your cup.
Yeah, that one that you want you to be happy and want to be involved, or just like overall care about you.
Absolutely.
The next one is be realistic. This one is, I feel maybe directed at me, but it's fine.
Yeah.
The holidays, news flash, don't have to be perfect or just like last year. Ouch.
Gosh, for real.
Like, really though. As families change and grow, traditions and rituals often change as well. Choose a few to hold on to and be open to creating new ones. For example, if your adult children or other relatives can come to your home, or they can't come to your home, find new ways to celebrate together, such as sharing pictures, emails, or videos. Or meet virtually on a video call. Even though your party plans may look different this year, you can always find a way to celebrate.
That's so true.
I was like, I always want it to just be like absolutely perfect, beautiful, make it like an experience. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, it doesn't have to be like that.
It has to do with I think that if you want the holidays to be perfect, it means that you probably had pretty okay parents growing up, because they probably put forth a lot of effort to making Christmas and the holidays really great for you. And that's what you remember from your childhood. And so now you want to do that too, but it's like, you're not 6 years old anymore. Like hard stuff's going to happen. Like when you burned the turkey when you were six, you had no idea. Like, you know what I mean? You just knew all we ate was ham.
You got a turkey that wouldn't fit in your oven.
Completely unaware. I was freaking watching Rudolph. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so
you didn't see all the fires being put out.
Not at all. I was way too busy eating candy canes. So you want to revert back to that, because it's like a feel good nostalgic feeling, and you want everything to be perfect, and it's never going to be perfect, because it wasn't perfect when you were younger. You just didn't know.
Or you could just be a psychopath and want to be the best and have everyone talk about your Christmas parties and how beautiful it was.
Is that you?
Maybe.
You know what else is confession time with Chelsea. You know what else I've thought about the holidays?
Please tell me.
Because I love Christmas movies, but it doesn't matter which one I watch or how terrible it is. Every single one of them makes me cry.
Every single one.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Because every single one of them is like, all that matters is love. And literally on Christmas Day, everyone, I don't know, it doesn't matter what's happening on Christmas Day, everything is great, and everyone wakes up in cute pajamas. I don't know how people sleep in those fleece pajamas without sweating their balls off and looking like crap the
literally
next morning.
The question I ask all the time.
All the time. How do you sleep?
Like, how?
It doesn't make sense. I hate it. Thanks, Hollywood.
Jerks.
Really glad that you cast all these people that don't have sweat glands.
Must be sleeping in some nice sheets.
Must be nice.
Idiots.
but, like... it gives you this false sense of this is supposed to be how it feels. Like,
yeah,
this is how Christmas is supposed to look and feel.
That's so true.
I would say 99.8% of the time, it doesn't.
It really doesn't.
Because, I mean, the holidays, like, kind of suck for real. Okay. They're supposed to be great.
But here's the thing. I hate Christmas Day. I'm always so sad Christmas Day.
Me too. I'm always, like, depressed.
Like, so depressed. Like, within a minute, it's all over. And then everyone's like, what do? Well, I'm really tired, so I'll take a nap. What?
It's really sad.
It's like I almost want to make Christmas Day be like fun all day and then open presents at night, not in the morning.
I like that Christmas night opening gifts.
Yeah.
And then you know why that's great though?
Why?
Because
you can go to bed and you're like,
That. But December 26th is Boxing Day. And do you know what happens on Boxing Day?
Literally no idea.
Every single team in the Premier League plays a game on Boxing Day. So you wake up early and you just watch soccer all day long and you have like 10 different screens up because there's a billion different games on at the same time. So it's like Christmas Day, you wake up, you get to do the thing.
Yeah.
And then you open presents at night and then you go to sleep knowing that you'll wake up for Boxing Day.
Well, I can, you know what I mean? With confidence, say that's nothing I've ever done.
But I
respect
highly
that.
Recommend it. Highly, highly recommend it.
I respect that for you. This is what my family started doing, but obviously I cannot do that now because COVID. We would open our presents in the morning and then we'd all drive to a theater and we just have movie day all day long. And it was so amazing. It was so amazing.
I love that.
So did I, but that's not going to happen this year.
I know. You know what my friend Molly and I have started doing?
Tell me.
Because we haven't seen each other in like a year and a half.
Yeah.
We'll text each other and we'll pick a movie out.
Yeah.
And it'll be like at 8:03 p.m. tonight, I'm pressing play.
Yeah.
Oh, and she'll press play. And then we watch it and we text each other about the movie.
Cute.
Isn't that adorable?
I like that.
Maybe you should do that.
Maybe.
Plan a time, pick a movie, and then you guys all like have a group text going.
That's cute.
While you watch it.
But I guarantee you we'll all fall asleep.
Well, you...
But that's a great idea.
Together.
Yeah. Love that.
Ideas.
Kind of like poop on your idea.
No, that's you're being realistic.
Absolutely.
Look at that.
I know what I'll do. I know myself. But yeah, that's just.
Why are we both?
I don't know.
Very phlegmy today.
I mean, I only drink one bottle of water and I can really tell.
That's why I literally drank a cup of water today. I need to hydrate more.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, go ahead.
Number four, set aside differences. Try to accept your family members and friends as they are. Even if they don't live up to all your expectations, set aside grievances until a more appropriate time for discussion. Be understanding if others get upset or distressed when something goes awry. Chances are they're feeling the effects of holiday stress and depression too.
Ugh, that's such a good reminder. Other people are going through this too. It's not just you.
And other things are going to set people off differently.
Absolutely.
You know.
And just like knowing that this year is going to be like the year of everyone has differences.
You know, I think here's the other thing too is like, y'all, I'm LDS. I'm Mormon, right?
Yeah.
I am.
What?
I am. And it's not as crazy as the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City would like to make it out to be.
Dude, have you watched that?
Ugh.
It is. I literally was watching this and I was like, this is nothing like Chelsea at all. Like, they're insane and I don't even care. Like, they are legit batshit crazy.
Literally.
And like, I don't, just some of the things they say, I'm like, why do you think that's, just don't say that.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
So, setting aside some of the people, I think the holidays, sometimes I consider just being like, I think one of the religions that really got it right was the Jehovah's Witnesses, because they celebrate no holidays. And be like, what are you getting for Christmas? I'm a J-Dub. Nothing.
Nothing.
What are you giving for Christmas? I'm a J-Dub. Nothing. So, you know, considering during holidays to be like half and half.
Are we trying to convert people? Should we convert to Jehovah's Witnesses?
I'm like,
I don't know. It sounded pretty good right now.
You don't have to worry about Christmas. Oh. You don't have to worry about... And that's the other thing is, like, okay, again, religion. Sorry, Mike. When it comes down to it, like for me personally, Christmas is centered around like family and Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Then you hone that into Christ. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's not ever about that. It's about gifts and who gave the best gift and what you're doing and who has this and who has that and how much money did you spend and how many people did you give gifts to? Did you get it for your sister, your brother, your niece, your nephew, your cousin, your uncle, your freaking aunt, all of these people? What'd you get them? How much did you spend? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it becomes into is like, oh, well, I got it for this person, so I have to give it for this person. And somebody said they were going to give me. Like, it doesn't have to be that. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
And everyone is always, like, obviously you're entitled to believe in whatever you want for Christmas. And if that's, like, speaks to you, then, like, amen. Like, that's great for you. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying for me, I feel like we all get so lost in the sauce from Hallmark and the freaking commercials on Macy's and all their freaking sales. And it's just like,
yeah. No, it's become a very, very
commercialized.
Marketed. It's commercialized. Absolutely, it is.
And so you like, you lose all the thing. And then, like, I feel like Christmas, a big time, it's good for giving acts of service versus mm-hmm. at like giving gifts.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
I totally agree with
like,
you.
Like, there's a few people, like the Secret Sister thing that we're doing. I think that's fun.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's nice just to be like, hey, because we don't do birthday gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something a little bit different. But I just think we just get so lost in all of the things that we don't take the time to just like step back and be like, hey, this is a time where I did something really thoughtful. Like this made me think of you. And whether it's $5 or $50, it shouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if your Christmas tree is like, if you love decorating and that just makes you happy, just do it. Like, who cares what anybody else thinks?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
It is. It's a time of community and giving and being grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's different. It's different for me because I am no longer religious, but I was mm-hmm. raised Methodist. And so, I mean, obviously it used to be all about Christ, but in my mind, it's like, okay, but like what originally was Christmas about? It's about like coming together and celebrating the birth of Jesus. What was Jesus all about though? Love. And even if like you aren't down with Jesus anymore, like you can still like take that and make that a part of your traditions and your, you know, because it's like, I mean, gosh, everyone celebrate. I don't like no one, even people not religious celebrate Christmas.
Exactly.
It's like it's not even about that anymore, which I understand obviously why there's an issue there because it literally is a religious holiday. But even if you're not using it as a religious celebration, you can use it to the best of your abilities because specifically holidays are freaking hard for people.
They really
are. There's no excuse to not try to give some kindness.
And I think what I'm trying to say is I'm 1000% not trying to like preach at anybody. It's just
you're
find
not.
Your
Absolutely.
Cause. Like, what is Christmas to you? And then honor that.
Absolutely.
You know, if your thing for Christmas is giving gifts, then do it. If that's mm-hmm. like your act of love and mm-hmm. that's how you show it, then do it. If your reason behind Christmas is to show compassion and love, then focus on that. If you're thing is Christ and religion, then freaking focus on that. Live your, you know what I mean? It's just it's like
every time y'all she is always chiming in at the right moment,
but
she agrees with
I'm not trying to be like preachy preacher, say anything like that. It just is the holidays can be stressful, so find what's important to you and just try to only focus on that.
100%.
Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense.
I mean, I'm with the next person. Like, I loved the song. Is really great.
Do it. It's mood music.
It really is. I mean, I love to get a gift, and I love to give gifts, but it's just, there's a lot of pressure.
Oh, my God. A lot of pressure.
There's just a lot of pressure.
And some people don't like gifts, for real.
Well, yeah. That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay. We'll move on. So number five, this is a good one. Stick to a budget before you do your gift and food shopping. Decide how much money you can afford to spend, then stick to your budget. Don't try to buy happiness with an avalanche of gifts.
Oh man, we just talked about
literally
that.
This is all combined into one, and they said it much better than I and probably less problematic. So try these alternatives. Give or donate to a charity in someone's name. give homemade gifts, start a family gift exchange. So instead of buying all for your siblings, just each sibling get one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to be like, that's the whole thing with like the money thing is, what if you have a sibling that lives off, you know, their paycheck to paycheck and they mm-hmm. don't make a lot of money and you're like, the budget's $200. And they're like, oh, that's okay. My rent.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to be aware of that and just stick to a budget. It'll help you out. You'll feel so much better without going into debt.
I was about to say, because it won't stress you out, because financial stress, especially now, is like such a huge thing because this year's been freaking hard. So find a budget and stick to it.
Yeah.
And if you feel like you want to spend more, just say, no, this is what I'm doing. And any amount of effort is better than no effort.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
I agree 100%.
So
just remember.
Just remember. Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. This goes in with the other one is to plan ahead. Set aside specific days for shopping, baking, connecting with friends, and other activities.
Oh, scheduling.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Consider whether you can shop online for any of your items, plan your menus, and then make a shopping list. That'll help prevent last-minute scrambling to buy forgotten ingredients, and make sure to line up help for meal prep and cleanup.
Whew.
You know?
It's actually really good advice that, like, people don't think about. They're just like, oh, I'll do this when I feel like it. Oh, I have so much time. I have all this time.
And then you go to the Kroger and they're out of everything.
Yeah. Like, schedule it out.
Even if someone's like, what can I bring to dinner? I was like, how about you? I was like, you could be like, instead of bringing anything, how about you do the dishes? Or you're mm-hmm. on cleanup duty.
Yes.
Just plan. Make a plan.
Make a plan.
Yeah. And then set aside the differences and be realistic that they might not do the plan. Just kidding. This one's for you, Lee. Number 7. Learn to say no.
Okay.
Saying yes when you should say no can leave you feeling resentful and overwhelmed. Friends and colleagues will understand if you can't participate in every project or activity. It's not.
But some people don't, Chelsea, and they drive me crazy.
Well, here you go. Here's the next step.
Great.
If it's not possible to say no when your boss asks you to work overtime, try to remove something else from your agenda to make up for lost time.
Okay, I can do that.
So tuck that in your little pocket.
Cool.
Okay. Okay, this one's very important. I mean, these are all really great, okay? But this one's really, really great. Okay, I'm just an idiot and keep repeating myself.
Never do it.
Number 8, don't abandon healthy habits. Just because it's the holidays, it doesn't become a free-for-all. Overindulgence only adds in your stress and guilt. Try these little suggestions. Have a healthy snack before holiday meals so that you don't go overboard on the sweets, cheese, or drinks. Eat healthy meals. Get plenty of sleep. Include regular physical activity in your daily routine. Try deep breathing exercises, meditation, or yoga. Avoid excessive tobacco, alcohol, and drug use.
Yikes. Well, there goes my holiday.
Be aware of how the information culture can produce undue stress and adjust the time you spend reading news and social media as you see fit.
Every single one of those is like Lee, comma. Lee. X, Y, and Z. Lee, comma. X, Y, and Z.
But for real, though, when it comes to holidays, everyone's like, it's a holiday. So I'm going to eat all this fudge. And then they're so sad that they're freaking gained 15 pounds and can't button up their pants. And yes. Then you feel like crap.
Yeah. Well, it's like a mentality. It's like, oh, it's the holidays. Who cares? It's the holidays. Who cares?
Holiday 15. No big deal.
But in reality, what you should be doing, especially because trust me, y'all, I've been feeling it this week. When you don't eat healthy and you don't take care of yourself, your mental health plummets because your brain is not functioning on the highest level that it can. So mm-hmm. It is really bad at helping you with stress and mm-hmm. depression and mood swings.
Yep.
So when you know Thanksgiving is coming up next Thursday, why don't this week we eat some more salads, drink some more water? Because we know, you know what? Thursday doesn't matter. I can go ham because it's one day. Yeah. Like, try to
pack bring your side that you know you're going to like, and that's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, eating a healthy snack before is huge because then you're not like starving.
Absolutely.
I think that's the biggest help on that.
Yes, I agree. Did you know that they did a survey of the most popular Thanksgiving side dishes
by each state? Yeah, I know what ours is.
Wasn't it broccoli casserole?
Yes.
Which, yes. I don't care. It's people so were, good. People didn't know what it was. I have a couple of friends from like the Northeast, just like in the women's soccer community on Twitter. And they were like, what's broccoli casserole? And I was like, what?
It's like, a tender mercy from the Lord, Sarah.
They literally had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah.
They were just like, is it like a like hash brown casserole? And I'm like, yes. It's like if you take broccoli cheddar soup and turned it into a casserole. Mm. That's what it is. You put some Cheez-Its on top if you're trying to go nuts. I'm just saying. Okay. But that was not the most upsetting part about this. Every state was like, mashed potatoes, stuffing, whatever. Maine. Do you want to know what their number one?
Tell me.
A side salad.
What?
I was like, what's wrong with y'all up there? Go to Canada. I don't even care. Disassociate. A side salad for Thanksgiving. I'll take a side salad on a Tuesday lunch, but not get out of here on Thanksgiving.
Psychos.
What are you?
Those Maine people.
Y'all got some... I want whatever
I'll save
you're
number
on.
10 for Maine. Okay. But number 9, take a breather and make some time for yourself. Find an activity you enjoy. Take a break by yourself. Spend just 15 minutes alone without any distractions. May refresh you enough to handle everything you need to do. Find something that reduces stress by clearing your mind, slowing your breath, and restoring your inner calm. Some of these include activities may include taking a walk at night and stargazing. Not going to do that. It's cold.
I was gonna say,
listen like, to soothing music. Okay. Read a book.
As a woman, it's not safe to take a walk at night.
Unless you got two big old macho puppers.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I'm not afraid. It's just real cold.
Yeah, anyways.
So that's really important. Take some time for yourself. And number 10, this is for all those Maine people. Seek professional help. If you need it. Despite your best efforts, you may find yourself feeling persistently sad or anxious, plagued by physical complaints, unable to sleep, irritable and hopeless, and unable to face routine chores. If these feelings last for a while, crap. Talk to your doctor or your mental health professional. And with all that being said, take control of the holidays. Don't let the holidays become something you dread. Instead, take these steps to prevent the stress and depression that can descend during holidays.
Ugh.
Learn to recognize your holiday triggers, such as financial pressures, good nightshirt, or personal demands, so you can combat them before they lead to a meltdown. With a little planning and some positive thinking, you can find peace and joy during the holidays.
I'm cured, girl.
Cured.
That's such good advice, though, honestly. Really, we're making jokes, but I mean, it's really something that we all need to be reminded of because it's tough.
I think as a recap, it would be respectful, be understanding, find what you're celebrating. I think when you have a purpose, it makes it so much more meaningful.
Mm-hmm. And a purpose that's going to make you feel good, not a purpose that you feel like you need to fulfill. Yes.
Yes.
We're the same person. Not as yes.
Yeah. I'm so tripped out.
You know what I mean, though.
I know
because
what you mean.
I feel like a lot of people are like, this Christmas, I want to volunteer 50 hours. And it's like, that's going to stress you out, girl. If you're not used to that, it's going to stress you out. Why don't you take one day?
Yeah.
You know, it's better than none.
Yeah.
Like, do something that's actually going to be beneficial, that's going to make you feel good and not make you feel like a overwhelmed crackhead.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. Just little things at a time, you know?
You're right.
But just have patience with people. You don't know what they're going through. You know what their day's been like. You don't know if their job just got cut because of COVID and now they can't buy presents for their kids because this holiday season is over commercialized and all their kids want are like toy trucks and fancy things. And they're like, I can't afford an iPad because I don't have a job anymore. Like, you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they don't want to celebrate for those reasons. So just like laying off the judgment, find why you're celebrating it and focus on why you're celebrating it. You know, don't push your ideals off onto other people. And then take time for yourself. Keep a healthy mindset as far as like food, activities, what you're doing, like what you're consuming visually, as well as food, as well as like what you're listening to.
Oh my gosh.
Is so important.
Filter out some stuff too. Yeah. You got to. You can't take everything to heart right now.
Yeah. That's all I've got for you guys.
Same.
The holidays are stressful, yes, but they don't have to be.
They don't. I mean, they will be.
They will be.
But accept it and just be okay with it and take it easy.
Take it easy. But if you are looking for a really good gift, Work the Metal.
Work the Metal, yes.
It's so good. They have the cutest things. And like a candle for $12. It smells amazing. And every time they light it, they think of you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Candles are great gifts, by the way.
Or like something like making your Christmas tree something really special and doing a bunch of ornaments, you know, that are really special to you. That's something that's kind of a cool tradition. Or, you know, a book or just something that's meaningful. They have all of those things.
They do.
I'm all for shopping local and one-stop shop, baby.
Ugh, they are a one-stop shop. Shout out Work the Metal.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
So, anyways.
Cool.
That's pretty much all I've got, but we so very much appreciate you, and we hope you have the best Thanksgiving and the best, happiest, most merriest Christmas, and even the bestest New Year's. Who knows how we'll be celebrating, how we'll be allowed to be celebrating, what we're going to be doing, but we wish you all the best and enjoy your time with whoever.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring on the holidays. Let's tackle them.
And while you're tackling the holidays, please rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Virginia, William Hill, America's number one sports book, is now here. And we have a special 2021 offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports risk-free. Download the William Hill Sportsbook app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF.
Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat our confidential and toll-free helpline at 1-888-532-3500.
Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.